This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Upon the radio and elsewhere, it's clear through and deodorized too. That is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen from points, actually south. I was going to say north, south, east, and west. Well, we have that presence, north, south, east, and west. Victoria, when I say we, Victoria Keelan is here. Happy to be back with my pals on the air, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off at this point, back in the stead though soon. So here we are, working our way through things going on. Kevin Hart is out. I saw this actually when I was coming back, and I thought, what a disgusting, this guy just is so, I find him banal. It's probably the best word I can come up with him, although he's made a lot of great friends with people that I have regard for in terms of acting and performing, but apparently he has a rather questionable past, Victoria, right? So that's why he was in and now he's out as the host of the Academy Awards next February. What's his story? Mm-hmm. What's he done?
Well, he had some homophobic tweets that date back to about 10 years ago. And so, Kara and I were just talking off the air, and Kara made a really excellent point. I don't know, Kara, if you want to jump in on this, but, essentially, you know, it's an interesting world that we're living in right now.
Yeah.
And
can have no past. No pass.
Yeah, and social media has, you know, that the internet is around forever, and once you tweet something, I'm sure he forgot that he tweeted that 10 years ago. He tweeted a comment about if he came home and his son was playing with his daughter's doll, that he would break the dollhouse or something like that. It was, you know, he didn't, essentially saying, you know, don't be gay.
Yeah, I'll read the tweet if you want. It says, yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say, stop, that's gay.
Really, that's all he said?
Yeah, and...
Well...
I have very mixed feelings about this. Victoria, you can keep telling the story, and then we can go into...
I'm not surprised. I don't like his acting. I don't think he's funny. I think he's an obnoxious so-and-so. But I think there's also... This is the lesson. We keep learning it over and over again. And as you both, I think, suggested, he probably doesn't even remember. And then you listen to it on the surface, it doesn't sound like it's that bad. It's people say things like that. That's how you
feel.
But in
2018, it is very different to hear that, to read that tweet, than it would have been in 2008. And Kara brought up a great point saying, you know, if we're judging...
Why is that, do you think, Victoria? Why is it different?
We're more evolved. We're more sensitive. The LGBTQ community has a much bigger place in, it's a much bigger spotlight than they had 10 years ago. And so I think that we just inherently know, like, that's wrong to say that. And
but some people don't think it is wrong. It may be we can agree among us as quote unquote civilized Americans that it isn't.
But I
there's
think,
no place
I think we're
in
saying
it.
As a general public, yes, obviously there are still plenty of people who are homophobic. But what I said to Victoria off air was that 10 years ago, it was, even though it wasn't that long ago, it was a different time, and that he could have said that, and plenty of people probably would have laughed and not thought anything about it. And I think.
Right.
I'm not the biggest fan of Kevin Hart. I don't know how he would have been as an Oscar host. I don't think he's that hilarious. But, you know, in terms of how we judge people for their past statements, you know, based on how we feel about things today, I think it's just kind of a slippery slope for all of us, because every single one of us has tweeted something that was
maybe in the
past.
We've said something on the air, off the air.
Right.
We're
and
not
I,
perfect.
I think about 10 years ago, I was in high school, and high school people high-fived each other all the time, and then one person would take their hand down and say, who's gay? And, like, I don't know if you ever saw that, Doug, but you would go to high-five each other, and then instead of high-fiving, you would point at their hand and say, who's gay? And that person would have their hand up. And it was never, it wasn't an offensive thing, but
here's
now
the thing, Kara,
it is. And so it's,
ask your father, next time you see him, next time you go to Sunday dinner, ask him about Queers Day. Thursday in our time, when we were in school, if you wore a yellow shirt, you were queer. And that was the extent of any discussion about being queer or gay or any. There was never a conversation about that, even though we all knew who the gay kids were, and we pay no attention to it. There's something why it has become this issue, because some people have obviously let it go too far, which is why anything becomes an issue. So as far as Kevin Hart, the reason for him not being there, for me, is this is not a good, well, I shouldn't say it's not a good reason. It is a slip of, we all have a past. We all have said things, we've done things, we've been in a place where we wish we had never been. Or we look back and think, for God's sakes, I've been on the air since I was 17 years old. You don't think there are things I've said on the air that I wish the hell I'd never... Yeah, you open your mouth and something comes out.
Sure.
Of course we have.
And you know, think about it, too. 10 years ago, Kevin Hart was a nobody.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just doing this math in my head now, thinking, what, 10 years ago, Kevin Hart was not a household name.
He was
pretty obscure 10 years ago.
Right.
So
now, let's turn the tide, because we were talking off the air about...
Doesn't excuse it, but I think you have to have some context.
At some point, yeah. Thank you. The word is context. Thank you, Victoria. That's the word. But now, we were talking about Dave Chappelle. Those of you who do or don't know, and I'm not suggesting that he's the one that's going to replace Kevin Hart, because they haven't come up with a name yet. It'll be somebody very safe, and Chappelle is anything but safe. But I remember the first time I said, because my son is great. He doesn't like Kevin Hart either, but he's a great fan of Dave Chappelle's. There's something about Dave Chappelle that is just genuinely funny. Mm-hmm. He is lewd. He is crude. He is gross. He is any number of things. He's also probably one of the smartest human beings around. Maybe that's how he gets away with it. I just don't think Kevin Hart's that smart. He doesn't come across that way anyway. But Chappelle, although they, as you said, wouldn't trust him ever.
No, they wouldn't.
to do the Oscars.
They couldn't write an insurance policy big enough to have him host the Oscars, which is unfortunate, but, because they trusted Chris Rock a couple of times.
He's a funny bugger. He's a funny, funny guy.
He is.
So, anyway. All right, so the Golden Globe nominations have been announced. I noticed that Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg are going to host the ceremony the first of next month. I have taken on a new leaf with her. I kind of knew who she was. She was on the hospital show, right?
For
a long
Anatomy.
Time.
Anatomy. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really, I mean, I saw her there, but I didn't really have an appreciation. Well, yesterday on the plane, coming back from Peru, I watched some episodes of a new BBC show that she's in about sort of an offhanded spy. And it is very good. She's very good. Sometimes likable, sometimes not. But I didn't know she had the chops, frankly, for it. So apparently she's much better known than I paid attention, because I don't watch that show, never have much. But I thought that was interesting that she, Andy Samberg, is sort of funny, not, you know, he's kind
safe.
Of one
he's
of those.
Goofy.
Yeah, he's kind of goofy. He does that show. 99 Brooklyn or whatever. What's that called?
Brooklyn 99.
Thank you. That too. And
close
that
enough.
Was that was on. That got canceled by Fox and picked up by NBC.
Yeah, that was one of those shows where the fans were so upset about it that made this huge campaign on social media and another.
Yeah.
They brought it back. It's
I think
amazing.
It starts in the next couple weeks, right? In January.
Yeah.
I just saw an ad for it. I think it starts.
Doesn't the Blacklist of a lot of the shows that haven't been around are back in January. So the best performance by an actress, Kristen Bell is up for that. Candice Bergen, Alice Brie, I don't know her. Deborah Messing, Will and Grace.
Allison Brie from Glow.
Allison Brie, I don't know her.
She's the lead on Glow. She was in Mad Men. She was in Community. She's married to Dave Franco, who is the James Franco's nicer younger brother.
Oh, okay.
But she's been in a bunch of stuff. You might recognize her face.
Kristen Bell. Isn't she married to Drago? What's that guy's name?
Dex Shepard.
Dex, that's it. Okay. Not
I love all these names that you're coming up with.
I love that we also speak his weird language that we know exactly who he means.
Kristen Bell, everybody knows her from Frozen and The Good Place and all
Best performance
stuff.
By an actor in a motion picture musical or comedy. Christian Bale is up for that. And Vice, Lin-Manuel Miranda, I bet you he wins. Viggo Mortensen. I have not seen that movie Green Book, but I've heard fabulous things.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. I want to see that this weekend. Robert Redford.
And you liked Robert Redford, right?
Yeah, that was a good movie. The Old Man of the Gun. That was a very good movie. I thought Sissy Spacek was good in it as well. John C. Reilly, he's a very, very predictable, solid actor. I don't know Stan and Ollie, but it had to have been about Oliver, Oliver Hardy and Stan Laurel and Hardy.
Oh.
I'm going to guess he must have played Ollie, the fat one. Anyway, well, because he's kind of fat.
Yeah.
Best director, Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born. There's going to be a lot of people focused on that. Politically correct folks, Spike Lee in BlacKkKlansman, which I actually thought was quite a good movie with Denzel Washington's son as the star. Peter Farrelly in Green Book. That's the one we're talking
Peter
about.
Peter Farrelly. Okay, so this is going to make you laugh.
The
so
Farrelly
Peter Farrelly,
brothers?
He is the older Farrelly brother, and he actually is one of the writers of Green Book, and he directed it. Yeah. So yeah, this may be a moment where people take a Farrelly brother seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that fellow who's the black guy who's starring is won the Academy Award last year for some movie. I can't remember what it was, but he's around a lot. What's his name? Ali? Something I can't remember.
I'm going to say Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he's quite a good actor, and
yeah.
He's very good. At least the trailers that I've seen of this show, it's a great story. These are the kind of movies that I love because they're such great stories.
Right.
And that's what you want. You want a really good, all these damn shoot 'em up, you know, the transistors and all that crap. Transformers.
Radios are not fighting each other. It's Transformer robots.
All right. Anyway, food for thought. It's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Herpesin L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Herpesin L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopBoss.com. That's TopBoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The season shines some sun on this, no matter what your religious background. This is the time of year that you all, everybody, I'm so thankful that I was able to go away for as long as I did and come back. It brought me a new way of looking at this season. I am happy to have the season upon us. My children actually are coming here for Christmas to the farm. Miles has never seen snow. Megan and Brendan haven't had a Christmas on the farm for, I don't know, since their mother was alive. I can't remember the last time we had Christmas here, frankly, when everybody was together. So as we listen to some of these Christmas songs, it is really kind of time for us to finally, as Victoria knows, I don't like that word, but finally get into the season. I think it is time for the spirit to be upon us. So we start our Christmas song countdown as we've gone through the top 100 while I was gone to get a lot of these done. There are so many different versions that are fabulous of this tune. Leroy Anderson doing one of the best versions of Sleigh Ride, number 28 this year in the Christmas song countdown. You'd be happy to know I did a lot of singing while I was gone, Victoria. We actually did some singing Christmas carols, too, in the bus one day. I started that, and it was kind of fun. All right. So,
of course,
yeah, everybody recognizes this. This is really just a great one. You cannot be in a bad mood listening to this. There are a couple of great versions. Andre Castellanos has a great version of it. So, Sleigh Ride, number 28 on the Christmas song countdown. We'll go to number one, then we'll start all over again. It's changing every day because of the influence. And I'm giving you no, this one you get no time for because I think this is a horror show. I so dislike this.
I'm
I will
so surprised.
Turn the radio. Oh, my God.
You
why?
Love
because
the
you think I'm a Grinch?
You love the Monster Mash, and you don't love You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch?
No. Because it's Christmas. We don't want meanness. I don't want this stuff around Christmas. Ugh.
Oh, my God. But the whole point is that he gets better at the end. He becomes a good person. Oh,
getting,
my God.
Getting there, though.
You sound like a Grinch.
Meanwhile, yesterday, Jennifer said she wants to live in Whoville.
Oh, really?
She wants to live in the town of Whoville. Yeah.
Number 26 is next. Yeah, right. Perry Como's version of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Everywhere. That's not Perry Como. That's Johnny Mathis. Who can't tell it is from that voice?
Well, then whoever put this in my library sure labeled it the wrong thing.
They sure did. This is a good version of it, though. Johnny Mathis is pretty standard in Christmas fare.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be
on your Me kissing under the mistletoe, too, the holly and the mistletoe, that kind of stuff. Most of that, most of the decorations are up now, right? Where you are, Kara, down in the Washington area, you see lots and lots
I've
and lots of
decorations. I've got my Christmas lights up. I've got a Christmas wreath, a Christmas tree. I'm all decked out.
Yeah, how about you, Terry, over in... on the Jersey
Shore. We're
getting
our tree this weekend, lots of houses are fully decorated down here in the Jers. So,
it's time. Yeah, this is the time. Next 3 weeks is so much fun. It's great attitudinally and otherwise. Number 25 on the song countdown list of 100. This is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Christmas Eve in Sarajevo.
Fan of this. It's very dark.
It's heavy. Yeah, it's very heavy. I believe you're right. Alright, so then let's do 24, which is Eartha Kitt's version of Santa Baby. This is a very famous...
the most famous version, I think, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. By far. This was recorded mid-50s. And she had that... the hoochie coo feel to her voice.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Very smooth.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congress has sent a bill to the president's desk that will avert a federal government shutdown. It's a two-week government funding extension that was passed by the Senate and the House yesterday. Kevin Hart is stepping down as host of the Oscars because of homophobic tweets he's made in the past. Soon after Hart was announced as the host of the Academy Awards, someone shared tweets that Hart had made about 10 years ago, including those homophobic slurs. The Academy's not announced a replacement host. Hart says he's stepping down because he's sorry for what he tweeted in the past and he doesn't want to be a distraction now. America's longest-serving death row inmate finally executed after 36 years. David Earl Miller chose to die by electric chair after his lawyers argued lethal injection would cause a torturous death. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. How do you do? Nice to be back in the saddle, if you were. Again, Jennifer back on the morrow. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people talking about various governmental issues, whether or not I'm looking at three or four different things here, Victoria, that are of interest and import, I suppose, much as anything else. The 2-week extension. Yeah. Or government spending, the stopgap measures. It's the same old, though. This doesn't, from now until the 21st of December, okay, so the government keeps working.
Then what are they going to do? Christmas Eve, they're going to be working?
Right,
probably not.
Yeah. Or are they going to send everybody home with coal in their stocking for Christmas? Oh, no. Why even pay attention to it is the question. Why would you even pay any attention? It's just more... Push. Anyway, the And part of it, wasn't this part of it, the $25 billion for the border wall, the Ted Cruz and some of the others?
Yeah, that's the big sticking point.
Kind of a sticking
point. It's the funding of the border wall. And there's apparently a bill in place already from Homeland Security that allocates $1.5 billion instead of $5 billion. And so that I guess that's what some of the Democrats are saying. Why aren't we just using that money? It's already allocated for replacing parts of the border wall. But I guess that's a sticking point on negotiating how much to spend on it.
You know, this trip to South America, to Peru and into Bolivia, brought me around to facing squarely how foolish this all is, how the governments in South America are looking for people. They don't have enough workers. Peru's a perfect example, even though kind of a poor country. There's no such thing as unemployment there, although people work a lot for sustenance. The conditions outside the big cities are pretty horrendous. But if you look at Bolivia is a good example, Brazil is another example, some of the other, Argentina, Chile, they have a real shortage of help. So in what universe is it, other than the reputation of how wonderful things are in America, this whole business of the border wall and now this latest contrivial stuff with the marches and they come from Honduras and El Salvador, instead of, for whatever, I don't know, and I asked enough people but I didn't get an answer that made any sense. These people are trying to attract, these governments are trying to attract people to come live in their country and work there, but they don't have any money, so they can't incentivize it. But there are, you know, they don't say government is going to give you this, that, or the other thing, but because there is at least work, and it's in some cases much more than sustenance work, the, you know, the level of standard living down there is not anywhere near what it is here. But by the same token, instead of, however, this political folly of having thousands of people walking from Central America up to the American border and then confronting our system is such folly when you consider how the situation exists. There were help wanted all over Lima. They bring people in from everywhere to work down there. So this is, and you never hear that discussed in the news media. This is, we have contrived or allowed ourselves to be yensed on this thing like you wouldn't believe. It's ridiculous. It really is.
It's one of the benefits of traveling outside of the states
and really seeing
the coverage and learning other people's perspectives. It's one of my favorite things. Every time I leave the country, I love soaking up, you know, a different perspective. So you were able to do that for 10 whole
days.
Very
important. Yep. Yeah. All right, let's see what else from the government. The EPA is going to roll back coal emissions. Again, putting things into perspective. We do some foolish things in this country. We do. We waste a lot of fuel. We have things going into the atmosphere. But travel, as Victoria just suggested, go somewhere else, like South America. You think we have pollution here? You think there's a problem here? You have no idea. They burn manure down there, and they burn whatever they can burn because that's their economy. They don't have coal. They don't have much of, they don't have gas. They have the stuff, the power plant. We were on a boat in the middle of Lake Titicaca, and the guy who ran the boat, somehow or other, he and I got into a discussion about engines because I said to him, there's a lot of black smoke coming out of the engine. I said, why is that? And he didn't know because he didn't know how
engines. They haven't invented mufflers in Peru yet.
No, well, it wasn't. A muffler is one thing, but mufflers don't get the black out of the smoke. The injectors in the diesel engine aren't working, so the fuel's not burning properly, and what's spewing out of the exhaust. Whenever you see here or anywhere, whenever you see a diesel that's blowing black smoke, it's because the injectors have fouled out and it's not burning the fuel completely. A properly functioning diesel engine is actually much better than a gas engine in terms of combustibility and how much of the fuel is burned. But if you see black smoke, that means the injectors are not completely burning the fuel, and thus they're throwing it out the tailpipe. And so I explained that to this guy. He had a Mitsubishi engine. They don't, and by the way, they don't buy boats down there. They build them. They make them. The locals make the boats. Because I ran the boat for a while. The guys that were running the boat, I was talking to them, and I said, let me run
how
this.
How big of a boat are we talking here? So you were Captain Doug? Is this like a tugboat? Or like?
No, well, this is about a 100-foot boat, maybe 90.
Okay, that's a good-sized boat.
It was a 35, 40-passenger boat, and it was put together in pieces. The engine came out of a truck. The steering mechanism was from a Toyota, and then it would come from the junkyard. And, I figured this all out, and they were pretty impressed that I figured out what was going on. So they asked me, how do you get more engine, get the turbo to work better, et cetera, because they hadn't lined it up right in order for the air to go into the engine properly, and that's where the conversation started. Anyway,
wow.
So the focus here in America is that the EPA regulations, some of them, in my opinion, are bad. Coal plants being regulated, you can put scrubbers on there. These coal plants and do a much better job than we have been. We should, we have coal. It can be burned better. They've proven that with wood. Why this stuff becomes so politicized, I don't know. There are a lot of environmental groups now that are whooped up because of the EPA rolling back these coal plant emissions. Coal isn't the enemy. It's using the kind of technology that we have available to us and making the World Health Organization and all the focus they have on the Asians, the Chinese especially, you can make burning coal okay. You just have to have the will to spend the money, because the actual ability to do this is there. The technology is there. So this is a red herring, political herring.
Yeah, I agree, and I think this is a lot to do about nothing. And the reason is not because I. The reason for it is because this is supposed to be an incentive for building new coal plants,
yeah.
And no one's going to do that. And that's because it's just a bad investment. Just from a money standpoint, it's like saying, those TVs that existed in the 70s that look like a giant piece of furniture? It's like saying, in 2019, I'm going to start building those TVs when everyone already has a flat screen. It makes no sense. So I don't think that this sounds good as a campaign promise, but I don't think this is actually going to have any real traction. I just don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Speaking of traction, let's congratulate Shane Dudley. In our relation to Dudley Stephan, the past couple of weeks that I've been gone, you've been giving away these things from the Works folks, WORX, their saw and jaw horse and all the things that are. This is a nice combo value, and we gave away one last week, and so this week's winner is Shane Dudley, who is, do we know where Shane listens?
We do not, but I imagine so somewhere cool. In the country.
Well, thank you very much. All right, so we'll notify Shane. I'm thinking this is a man, yeah, Shane?
Yes, Shane.
A man's name, yeah. Okay, congratulations. You got the Works, WORX. Coming up in a moment, a focus on some best toy buys for you, because, it is the season. This is DJV at 42, or almost 43 past the hour.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV program. Those of you who are interested in buying a car, this is a good time of year, actually. They got to make their numbers by the end of the year. Let's find out how this could work. We have with us Micah Muzio, who's the managing editor for Kelley Blue Book, whose responsibilities include producing unique and engaging video content for Kelley Blue Book. So you are on top of all of this. Micah, I guess the best of the season I would wish to you as well and all the folks that you work with at Kelley Blue Book. Hi.
Hey, what a greeting. That was so welcoming. This is why I like radio. I'm an ex-radio guy myself, so I love talking radio.
And I can tell, you open your mouth and I can tell. There's something about us that is hopefully endearing. Anyway, and a great radio name too. Micah Muzio, that's a great radio name.
Yeah, it's not even made up. Yeah, that's the real name.
Who would have thought? All right, so as the managing editor at Kelley Blue Book, what are the things that most challenging? Just tell us a little about Kelley Blue Book for people who may not know what it is, what it does, and how it helps people.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kelley Blue Book, I think, is best known as a pricing resource. If you're buying or selling a car, you want to know what your current car is worth so you can get a fair trade-in value, or you can get a good price when you sell it to someone else. And so that's what we're really known for. But we also, I've been working there more than a decade, and we also review cars. We drive essentially every car every year. And with all of that accumulated knowledge and everything that we have, you know, at our disposal at Kelley Blue Book, we like to put together our best buy for each year. We've been doing this for 5 years now, and it's what we do is we're creating an easy way, kind of a shorthand for which cars are really worth your attention in different categories. Because, you know, when was the last time you bought a car? It may have been a little while. People buy cars maybe once every 4 or 5 years. So when you jump into the car market, it's really hard to know what's out there and what's worth your attention.
You know, I was with this very timely. I was at a party last night talking to a fellow who owns a couple of local car dealerships. And we were talking about how well his brands, he's got what does he have? He's got Kia, he's got Buick, he's got Chevrolet, and what the difference is in people's habits. But he said something that I had no idea, Micah, that the average car is now lasting 11 and a half to 12 years or longer, and then some of them are shipped out of the country to be used elsewhere. I had no idea. You know, I my habits, just for your information, I don't buy new cars. I buy two-year-old cars, and I keep them for 2 years. I have the brand that I've been with for 20 or so years is something I'm happy with, so I pretty much am in the same habit of doing it that way. But for the most part, I drive a 1999 Ford F-350 pickup truck on my farm more than anything else. So I may not be the best guide for looking at how this does. So what is the average here in our country? What are you finding for averages?
You know, you're absolutely right that the durability is really not a question now when you are looking at a new car. There was a time where you could buy a bad car, and
yes,
it would be a bad idea to buy it because it was going to break down. That's not really the case. So when you're thinking about new cars, a lot of it comes down to personal preference. Do you like the aesthetics? Does it have the features you want? Does it include the safety features that are important to you? What will the resale values be when you decide to turn the thing around and sell it in a couple of years and get a fresh one? So
yep,
all of that stuff is stuff we take into account when we put together our list. You mentioned you spend a lot of time driving your Ford pickup truck. That's a good point. We've got the Ford F-150 is our best buy for 2019 in the pickup truck category.
Yeah, not surprised. All right, let's talk about some of the best new models among the stats that you have at Kelley Blue Book. Best Buy Award, the Ford 150, that's not a surprise. What else is in there?
You know, our best new model for 2019 and also our winner in the subcompact luxury SUV category is the XC40 from Volvo, and there's a lot of reasons why we like it. I mean, aesthetically, it is a delight. You know, contrasting roof options. I'm standing next to one right now, and it's got a little Swedish flag, a rubberized Swedish flag that hangs off near the driver's side door. It's adorable. But we really like the fact that there's different purchase options. You can buy it, you can lease it, you can also subscribe to it. So you can go in and say, I'd like a Volvo XC40 subscription, and just pay a flat monthly fee, and that includes insurance, maintenance, everything. And if you
it's
want
not cheap,
to
but it's an interesting idea. My sister has one of those. As a matter of fact, she picked me up at the bus yesterday, and I hadn't ridden in it before. It's quite a good car. Volvos always have been, though, pretty good in terms of quality, haven't they?
They certainly have, yeah, and that's just a quick taste. We have an entire roster of 14 vehicles to look at. So if you head over to KBB.com, you can check out the whole list. We'd love to have you guys over there. Come join us.
KBB.com. This is a big way for you, especially this time of year, to figure out what your next new car might be. A lot of helpful information at KBB.com. Micah Muzio, thank you very much. Good to have you here from Kelley Blue Book. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with... You fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Three after the hour now. Normally in this slot we would have a conversation with Nick Miles, our auto expert, ourautoexpert.com, but because he's on a plane, kind of like I was yesterday morning at this time, coming back from some exotic place, he's not around. So we're going to do some food news, including a focus on vitamin D, how it affects you and how it affects your pet in a matter of moments. First, though, if you're one of those people like me and most everybody else, you want to look your best, and in order to look your best, you got to have a great smile. If you are looking to get a new job, maybe you want to have a new love life, whatever it is, you won't get anywhere with yellow, ugly, smelly, horrible teeth. You just won't. Studies have proven that a smile is your most unforgettable feature. So, let's present to you a solution to the problem, a perfect, risk-free solution that'll have you on your way to becoming more confident because your teeth are white and bright. Power Swabs, most advanced teeth whitening system in the world, will help you transform your smile in just 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's all you need. Use Power Swabs once, and you'll be amazed by the results. You'll watch as your teeth change color. So you'll crack a smile and be happy. People say, hey, what are you doing to your teeth? Drink a lot of coffee or wine or tea or whatever it is. It'll make your teeth yellow. If you're still smoking, you're going to have yellow teeth. So you don't have to give up the coffee or the wine. All you got to do is call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. $17.97. Special deal. Use the DJV code to get 50% off the retail cost of power swabs. You just snap the little tube, take the swab, take the Q-tip, and put it on your teeth, and you'll see. And every 5, 6, 7 days, you'll do that, and the teeth will get whiter and whiter, brighter and brighter. It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you get the power swabs for 50% off. Again, the only place to get this deal is on the phone, so do it while you're thinking about it. 800-208-1797. A perfect, perfect way to stuff your friends and your family's stockings with something great for them. Power swabs, whiten your teeth, 800-208-1797. In a moment, a focus on vitamin D.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket, but it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
All right, so let's get to the bottom of this, Victoria. You and I both love our dogs, and both of us take vitamin D as supplements. I have taken it for a long time because I've been convinced by Dr. Ken and Jack Stockwell that vitamin D is not prevalent enough, even though we get it in the sun, yada, yada, yada. A lot of dog food brands have decided they would throw vitamin D into the mix. Apparently, that has become a problem. So too much vitamin D will, your renal, whether it's a human being or a dog, renal failure results from having too much vitamin D. So Petco says they do not carry any of the brands that are listed. Let's see here, from Evolve, Triumph, Sportsman's Pride, Advanced Nutrition Formula. I'd never use any of these either. I use a sort of an all-natural vegetarian thing for Daisy. What do you use for your dogs?
Well, thanks to Warren Eckstein, I actually changed my dog's food over to Halo. So the Halo brand I use, and there's another brand that I use for Bentley. He eats Lucy's pet formula, and that's Warren actually knows the people who formulated that. That comes highly recommended from him. But, you know, the vitamin D, it's put into all the dog food now because there's multivitamins in all dog food pretty much, and that's fine, that's good, but these were recalled because they had excessive amounts. And the scary thing is, as a pet parent, how do you know what the right amount of vitamin D is supposed to be?
Yeah, you don't. And
it's overdoing really scary.
The pet food industry is a bunch of Alibaba and the 40 thieves. There's so many. They make the packaging look so great. I buy a plain white bag of kibbles from a company called, they bought out by somebody else now. But you got to be careful. That's the bottom line here. Speaking of being careful, the romaine lettuce fiasco that started before I went away is still around. Eating romaine lettuce. Yeah, it's like a bad penny. The E. coli stuff, this is so ridiculous. 52 people have been infected with E. coli because people are not washing, including at the source, they're not washing correctly the romaine lettuce. So just don't buy any of it unless you know the source, period. That's the story. Food news, part of the DJV.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.